is in the let's give Butch Jones some more time train. I think he's on that train.
Marty Boy's
right
on.
Right, Tom?
Marty Boy's right on, eh?
Yeah, he's right. He wants to give Butch some more time. He thinks it can really develop. And South Carolina just did what championships teams do. Unlike us today who flogged around, they didn't play their best, and they're missing a key guy. But they just had a championship drive.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great football.
That was a drive. You know what I'm saying? Quarterback uses time wisely and everything. You know, I mean, back in our day, what was the saying? Move the chains and move the clock.
You don't get better, you get worse.
That was beautiful football, man. Great win for them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Come back like that.
And guess what? We got to play them.
Yep. Oh, that kid can play.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, that kid can play. That kid can play quarterback now.
Well, he set up that drive. He had a scramble when it was looking like the drive was about to be over, and he had a scramble. I don't know how long it was. It looked like a 20, 30-yard scramble that set them up around midfield just before he threw that pass that was caught.
Go ahead, John.
I said, I think we're just all envious of having an exciting win, another exciting win instead of losing. You know,
somebody just told me I wish Barney Boy was your co-host, and I wish Barney Boy was my life coach.
Hey, Barney Boy is going off, man.
If we go pick him up, it'd be all right.
He sounds like he'd be fun to party with.
I'm telling you, Barney Boy's on a roll, man.
865-200. Sounds like Butch Jones has driven him to drink some dark liquor, too. 865-200-5402. My name is Tony Basilio. Let's do this. Let's go back to our phones. It is your Garza Law fifth quarter fan reaction. We're in bonus time now. So if you want to keep the party going, drop us a tip. If not, the party will be concluding here shortly. Let's go back to you want to say something, Al? Go ahead.
Does it irk you guys as much as it, as badly as it does me, to sit here and watch Will Muschamp go to 3-1 and watch his team put together a game-winning drive, and you talk about their team looking like a championship-caliber team? Will Muschamp is the coach. How is that the case? How are they at the top flight of the East, 3-1, and Will Muschamp's the coach? We haven't. Butch Jones hasn't beaten him in four tries at two different stops. I mean, and we're 3-1, and this is a discussion we're having. So even after all this negativity, we're still 3-1. Imagine what could be.
Yeah, but how many teams has he been on? How many teams has he he's been moving around a lot. He moves around, but hey, I tell you what, he doesn't play any roots nowhere, does he?
He got the crazy eyes.
Yeah.
Look at him.
But
he threatened to fire.
What is he doing? What is he doing?
He's winning. Yeah, I don't know how he's doing it.
You know, T, just thinking about some of the callers are saying, then what I'm seeing, we don't have any excitement at all.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
And, you know, this boggles the mind, man, because this is not Tennessee football.
No, it's not.
It is not Tennessee football. I know the fans are used to stretch, you know, going deep. You know what I'm saying? Making some nice runs or whatever. You know, some nice little, you know, plays and everything. Some interceptions or whatever. But, and the guys on the sideline having fun. You don't see that, man. You know what I'm saying? You don't see that. And, you know, that the fans, which are the best in the world, they're coming to the game. They're going to come to the game. But you want to see some type of excitement. And I tell you, man, I'm not seeing it, man. I am not seeing it. And if I'm not seeing it, I know a lot of other people are not seeing it also. And, you know, this is not a good thing.
Well, T-Rob, I think you're talking about fun as far as the fans watching it, but also the players having, right?
The players having,
One time in the past couple games that a player showed excitement, it was John Kelly. He gator chomped three times, clapped three times his arms, and then got a 15-yard penalty.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I like that he did it, to be honest with you.
I'll take that. I'll take that penalty. You know what I'm saying? Because he's showing some life.
You know who this team misses? Sherron Jones.
No, they don't.
Do you remember the last one?
We're missing Juwan Jennings on the sideline.
Absolutely.
He would be.
He's a dog.
Hey,
but
See, Juwan Jennings, there's only like 2 to 3 guys on that team right now, on our Tennessee team right now, that I say could play with the team, with us back in 85. You know what I'm saying? 80, you know, we were there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, on one hand, I can count the guys on one hand that could play with our team back in 85. Because if you wasn't a, you wasn't a stud, man, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you get on over here. Get where you belong. Sit over here and watch the boys play. Watch the big dogs play.
Well,
you know, because, hey, back when we were playing, we would tell you, hey, get your ass in gear, man. It's time to play some ball. That's how we were, man. I mean, you know, we would get on each other. We would. Yeah.
Well,
if
when your
problem,
stars hold somebody else accountable.
Well, we hold.
But
we hold each other
holding
accountable.
Themselves accountable.
But who are the stars here, Jerry? Who's going to hold somebody,
you know,
accountable?
We
on this team?
We held each other accountable. You know what I'm saying? Because let me tell you something. They got on me, and you know what I'm saying? Hey, if I can dish it, I can take it. And I said, T. Rob, we need to start moving the ball. Yeah, defense will come in and say, T. Rob, put some points on the board. All right, I got to do my job, and I go to the defense. Hey. Give me the ball back. I need the ball. And that's what we do.
Let's go back to the phone. South Carolina wins today 17-16 in a terrific fashion. Just a great football game. That's fun. That's college football right there. Let's go back to the phones. And we need a win like that. We need to do that next week here. We need a win like that. We need to see something like that right here in this building. The time is nigh for us to have a moment. It was a year ago since the, since the Georgia Hail Mary, the last real high water mark for this regime. Let's go to our next call. Hello and welcome in.
Hey, what's going on, Tony?
Hey, welcome in.
Hey, this is Lee, man. I talked to you last year, the first 20 years since I was a student up there, man. Actually just driving through Nashville today, thought I'd give you a call, man. I don't really have a whole lot else to say about, you know, everybody's already said what you can say about that game today, but I'm just kind of thinking back, I guess about 3 years ago, after Baker Mayfield came out in Neyland Stadium, after that season, I'm kind of thinking to myself, maybe we have a decent coach if he can sit back and look at the mistakes that he made, make a few adjustments to the things that he's doing, get some players up there. He's got some players up there, and I understand coaches are stubborn, but it's not even stubbornness with him. It's just something really weird. He can't change. And I don't understand. I'm not really around the program or in the city, but all I heard during the offseason was we've got these new coaches up there.
Yep.
Brady Hoke.
Yep.
Dallas.
Yep.
Who up there is pulling him to the side sometimes, saying, hey, man, you know, we need to work on certain situations. You know, what last week, who was in his ear saying, you know, on the goal line, coach, what are you doing? I mean, you know, what's going on with these coaches that we've brought in? I mean, they've got to show something. I mean, are they just standing behind? Are they all yes, man? I mean, what's going on with these guys?
You know, the bottom line is he's got nobody. Nobody will challenge him. I've come to that conclusion. And It's a sad, because I would have thought Brady Hoke would have helped him. Brady Hoke, I think, is going to, in short order, is probably going to get out, from what I understand. And I'm not saying like in the next couple games. I just mean he's talking about retirement and taking it in and moving to the coast. And good for him. He's earned a lot of money doing what he's done.
Is anybody helping Larry Scott out? I mean, is anybody?
No.
Okay, you know, that's the stuff that worries me more than anything. I mean, I don't, you know, if that's the way Butch is, it doesn't matter who he surrounds himself with. I was trying to support this guy, but, you know, and listen, hey, we can beat Georgia next week, because I've come to the conclusion that unless we're playing Alabama, he is gonna coach up or down to the team that we're playing against. And he's gonna take it down to the wire. He's gonna give me a heart attack every week. So I certainly believe we can beat Georgia. He'd probably screw it up at the end, but we can hang in there with them. I have no doubt we can hang in with LSU. We could win every game that's left except for Alabama, but we could lose 5 or 6 of these too at the end. So I don't know, Tony. And y'all keep your heads up there. One way or the other, it's going to get better up there, whether or not Butch has got the headset on or somebody else does.
Yeah, it's got to get better. Because you know what? Well, it could get worse. I was going to say it can't get a whole lot worse. Thanks, man. Today was pretty bad, though. Today was a win, but it was just... I just kind of made an executive decision here. I'm taking two more phone calls, and that's it for me, because I was on 7.5 hours last week, and I've given my all for Tennessee. Slap signs. I've given my all for Tennessee today. And me, Tony, and Bruin are going to hang out with old Dominic here in a few minutes. So we've kind of had enough. But I love you. And next week, we'll give you another 7-hour marathon. Who knows? But I'm going to kind of give you the level of effort they gave us today. Well, no, I've already exceeded that. Let's go to the phones, get our next car.
Our effort is a whole lot
better. It's a lot better now.
It's a whole lot better.
Not even close.
Because we got more excitement than they had.
Yeah, that's true.
And then we also went deep. We stretched the field. We stretched the field, man.
We stretched the field. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony, is this my own?
Yes, that's all. It's you. Go right ahead.
Hey, Tony, listen. So, you know, from an X's and O's standpoint, I get it. I totally get the fact that he may not be around. And, you know, whether or not they let him go, that's their decision. You know, I'm not a talent evaluator when it comes for coaching. But, you know, a couple of things that some folks have said during your program in regards to, you know, he doesn't know what he's doing. He's an awful coach. Let's fire him today and things of that nature. I want to remind folks, you know, the previous five seasons before he arrived, the records were 5-7, 7-6, 6-7, 5-7, and 5-7. Last two seasons were 9-4. You know, and again, I'm not here. I'm not a Butch Jones supporter.
Gotcha.
All I'm suggesting is that, like you said to Barney, you know, we're 3-1. Let's calm down. Of course, this game today was extremely disappointing. I mean, everybody was hoping for a 50-60-point blowout, as I was. But it didn't happen. At the end of the day, we pulled the victory out. Okay? One last point, because I want to make sure someone else gets in. You know, there have been some talk about, you know, these teams, these Butch Jones teams, have gotten soft. They don't have any grit. Tony, I remember after the Florida game about how people talked about how much grit and strength that this team had when they were down, I think, almost close to 3 touchdowns at halftime.
That's right. It's 21-3. That's right.
21-3, and they came back and had – an awesome victory, and I mean, Knoxville was on fire. I mean, everybody was. It's been a long time to see that type of a signature win in Neyland Stadium. It was great. And then the next week, go down to Georgia and pull off that incredible win with the Hail Mary. I understand it is not. It's all about tradition. It's all about what this program is capable of doing, but at the end of the day, I want to remind folks where this program was and where it is today. And Tony, I'm going to hang up.
It's a great call. Now, here's my question for you.
Sure.
Against that backdrop, how maddening was today to you?
It was surreal.
It was surreal. That's a great word.
It was surreal because honestly, today, Tennessee could have easily lost that game.
I know, and here's what I wonder. How? I mean, we know college football is a crazy game. They're a 28-point favorite. That could have been, seriously, that could have been one of the worst losses in the history of the history of the history of this deal.
Yeah, you look about from a national level, the scale of you know, with last week and the catch down in Florida, Tennessee was on every national media and being made fun of, or at least just catching some hell. coming off of that week and potentially a potential loss this week, it would have been
it would have been curtains for him. He would have gotten fired if he'd have lost today. That's what would have happened.
Yeah, and I agree.
The outcrying of that. But see, your point is well taken, and I don't think a lot of people want to hear this. You win next week, this season is very much in doubt in terms of you can still win the East. You lose next week, and this season's going to get really ugly. There's no question that's true.
Listen, next week, and y'all have said it for the last 3 or 4 hours on this radio program, but next week is huge. Absolutely huge. I mean, listen, I think he gets a pass against Alabama. I think everybody gets that. But Georgia, with it being in conference, being in our division, being at home, it is absolutely make or break.
Hey, thanks for the call, man. I stand with
you. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, I stand with you, and I stand against Barney Boy. I think he's counterproductive. I think you had a great call. Do you agree, Matt Dixon, with that caller and with me?
Yeah, I do. You can't blow the coaches out right now because that basically tells the players you're quitting on this season. And it's really not fair to them, especially when the East is so wide open and so winnable. You definitely can't just want to get rid of the coaches right now.
I stand with that last caller, and I say, let's let the season play out. Let's see what happens. We could win next week, Tony, couldn't we?
We can. I mean, you know, anything's possible. So... But we got a lot of things we need to do right. We need to turn around.
We need a miracle.
We need some guys to step up and step up big because this is a big game. This is a big game, and we don't need no crybabies on the field.
John, you have confidence in our defensive ends next week making plays against those two big Georgia backs? Watch John's face.
I don't know about that.
Go!
Teeth, hair, and eyeballs, you know. We're going to have to leave it all on the field, play with everything we got, and just let the chips fall where they may.
Teeth, hair, and eyeballs, brah. Yeah.
Bring it all. Hey, bring everything to the kitchen sink, man. We got to bring it up. We got to bring it to the field.
John has, Tony, I'm impressed. John has brought it. There is a storm a brewing, and its name is John.
Outstanding. Let's go.
John, thank you. Thank you for joining us.
A thunderstorm of brewing. The great John Brewing. Hang on, Bruin, before you get out of here. We're going to take one more call, Bruin. Don't take your headphone off.
My protector.
We're going to take a picture. Get over there, Tony.
My protector.
Get over there, Tony, next to him. Get next to Bruin. I want you to go on the Periscope to see these two clowns together.
JB!
Well, it's this thing we're on. It's this thing we're on here. The great John Bruin, who will take his place here.
One of the guys that kept me off my back.
There you go.
Even though he did let one of the guys come in on me, though. You know what I'm saying?
Let's get our next call in. There's a thunderstorm of brewing. Let's get our state. You guys stay there, arm in arm. Let's get our final call in here. It's about togetherness here.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome in. Hello. To our final caller. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, welcome in.
Well, you know, Tony, after riding on your site for the last 7 years, I figured it was time the old colonel called in.
Colonel, talk to me, brother.
What's going on?
Are you feeling positive after what we saw today?
No, Tony. No, I don't feel positive about what we saw today. You know, guys, what kills me is I don't see a game plan week in and week out. You know, we go out there and I see no cohesiveness, no rhyme or reason to what we're doing out there offensively on the football field.
Same thing I said.
Tony, speak to the colonel here, Tom.
Hey, Colonel, I couldn't agree more. You know, you said the same thing that I said. There's something about when guys that play football together, they live together, they do a lot of things together. But when you got guys spread out all over the city, there's no cohesion. There's nothing there. You know what I mean? There's togetherness.
Hurry the soap from you.
You know, how many targets did you see today to Callaway?
Toothpaste or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
it's quitting time, John. John Bruin's talking about dropping soap in here.
When we went to school, we lived in Gibbs Hall. We went to Gibbs Hall, and right? all athletes were in Gibbs Hall.
Yeah.
And
my mom sent me a
gift package. We were there. And we were all together. We were all, it was just like one. It was a family.
Now
everybody's scattered all over Knoxville.
Be honest with me. When your mom sent your gift package,
We shared.
How much of it did he mooch?
I don't know, but whenever everybody knew I got my box, which it was evident, I would give it out to everybody.
About that, T-Rob. Yeah,
I got it out.
Oh, no. Ask them you know who room they come to. They come to 110. Yeah. They came to 110, my room, and they... All right, guys, you're going to open the door.
Colonel, you gamble on these games. Look what happened with Louisiana Tech and South Carolina today. Look at some of the stuff around college football. Tennessee can throw up and win next week. They have the personnel to do it.
Tony, I'm going to be honest with you. In years past, I thought we'd have a good shake against Georgia. I don't feel good about it at all. I think they've had this game circled. I think Bama Bangs has got their defense, fired up and going in the right direction. Their defense looks nasty. We'll know a lot more about Georgia tonight. But, you know, I just don't see it, man. I'll tell you, I just don't see it this year. We just don't – our quarterbacks are not playing well. And, you know, this is something that goes back. You've had these kids – you've had no real quarterback coach in here for the last few years. You go out this year and you bring in Mike Canales. He was teaching running backs up there at Utah State. If you look at his career chart, he's coached probably every offensive position there is out there. And, you know, I look at Dormady's footwork today, and it is just horrible. I mean, the kid is throwing off his back foot, you know, all the time. And obviously when Garantano got in there, he's not ready to go. I mean, I just see so many problems out there. You don't get the ball to your playmakers. Now, T-Rob, let me ask you this. You got a player like Marquez Callaway, and you know we've got young wide receivers in there, and with Jennings being out for the year, don't you find ways to get the ball in this kid's hand through the reverse, run a sweep? You got to get the playmakers the ball, and we don't do that.
Yeah, you're right. We're not doing that. You're right. And if you want to win, you got to get your playmakers involved. And did Callaway even catch a pass today?
No.
I think they tossed it his way one time.
Man. He was not involved.
On their first drive, too.
On the first drive, Matt. That's exactly right, Matt.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. Well, that tells you, the scheme of things.
Well, what does it, what does it tell you? And I'm like the Colonel.
The scheme.
Wait a second. Colonel, I come out early in the game, and I'm knocking that team out. Because I want to get some other guys in there. Where was the game plan to knock them out?
What was the game plan?
Never a game plan. Never a game plan. Look, and I don't keep harping on the Georgia Tech game. But if you wanted to beat Georgia Tech, all you had to do is run the ball down their throats. That open up your passing game. You start throwing some long balls to soften them up a little bit, which is something you never see us do. And I know that's something Tony T-Rob there did better than anybody is throw that deep ball. But you never see that. And if you never see it, look, you don't even have to hit on these long balls.
No.
But you have to throw some to soften them up. We don't do that.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of things I don't see we're not doing. We're not throwing deep, and we're not throwing that short route. You know what I'm saying? I mean, take with
nothing quick. Nothing quick.
Nothing quick game. I tell you what. A 5-yard route is just as good as an 80-yard play.
Hey, won an SEC championship in 97, hitting Marcus Nash on a quick hit, and it was gone.
Yeah.
You got to do that.
But then again, you got to give your quarterback that leeway. Hey, if you see it, take it. But we're not doing it.
This whole thing.
I don't know what it is, man. And I'm tired. I'm frustrated because I want to see some excitement, man. I want to see us go down the field
today's
a little bit.
Today's game is just not fun.
And It's just not something I want to see right now.
And it's a bad mix, Colonel, too, because we were talking John Bruin earlier. The offensive linemen are bored to death playing that offense. They are. I mean, they have to be.
Yeah.
Because they're not imposing. Like, they're physically superior to the kids they play today, but they're not allowed to be. It's like playing the game in a bucket.
Intimidation.
Why
you
would
got
you
to
do
intimidate
that?
These guys.
You've got to.
Yeah. You know, hey,
and
you
there's
got,
none of that.
You got to intimidate them and say, look, You have no chance of winning.
Right.
You have no chance
we're
at
gonna
all.
We're going to beat your ass today and make you like it.
We're going to beat you like a redhead stepchild.
Like Alabama. You know what Alabama did tonight?
Oh.
They were up 59-0, and they kneeled down at the end of the game on the Vanderbilt one-foot line as if to say, we could have murdered you.
Right. That's the way Navy's ball was.
Colonel, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no. It's all disheartening to me. I tell you, I think his run here is about over. I tell you, I'd like to see us get up and beat Georgia next week. But honestly, like I say, I just don't see it. And another thing, when I looked at that game today, our body language within that team, it looked bad. And that really scares me going into this game this week. I mean, somebody's going to have to light a fire under their rear ends. And I don't think you got a coach over there that knows how to light a fire in your rear end.
You know, it's kind of like, and I was asking Tony, what do you do in that situation in terms of trying to get somebody's attention, that sort of thing? And, you know, sometimes chemistry, Colonel, you either have it or you don't. This team is weird because you say that, but yet they kept getting up off the mat against Florida. But I know what I think I saw today, which is that team either had a bad hangover today or they're not very good. And it's either one or the other. And we're going to find out next week because I still don't think we know what they are because the Florida game, I think Florida's going to get beat tonight. I really do.
That's the worst Florida team I've ever seen.
Ever.
You'd have to go back into the mid-'80s probably find out. I don't even think the mid-'80s they were that bad.
Since 89, I think, when they got in trouble with the NCAA that second time and the wheels fell off for them. That was a bad Florida team that we let beat us last week. There's just no doubt about that.
We should be
I think Kentucky gets them tonight up in Lexington. Yep.
4-0 going to this Georgia game.
We should be 4-0.
We should be two teams, 4-0. Facing one another.
Yes, sir.
That's what it should be.
Hey, Colonel, don't be a stranger, brother. Good hearing from you. And love your work, man. Keep writing for us. I love that college football stuff you did on the blog the other day.
Well, hopefully we'll be able to get back to writing about UT, but I don't see that this year.
Thank you,
I love all y'all. Have a good one, and go Big Orange.
Love it. The Colonel has spoken. Al, when you hear the Colonel speak, what do you think? Do you feel like a better man?
I almost asked him what kind of stogie he was his go-to for tonight. No, VC brings it whether he's doing it on in his writing or whether he's doing it via phone call. Nice to hear you call in, Colonel. Well, you know, we're about one half of football, or excuse me, 60 minutes of football away from Stoops at Kentucky getting a big raise.
Oh, yeah, he wins
it's
tonight.
It's early enough in the season where they could give him an extension and a raise.
A lifetime contract. Oh, he wins tonight, you get a lifetime contract. Let's go around the room. Matt Dixon, final word from you. Hit it.
I just, you know, to beat Georgia, this team just needs to play with that chip on their shoulder that it seemed like that first year or two Butch Jones' teams had. But it seems like as they've gotten more talented, they just kind of lost that edge to them that just really carried them through some of those games. I don't want to put too much stock into today. You know, it's just one game. And you know, like you say, Tony, it's a week-to-week deal in college football. But, you know, things aren't looking good. But that might be – that's kind of when Butch Jones is at his best is when kind of everything's against him.
Yep. He's like an injured ferret.
Yeah.
That's kind of what he looks like, an injured ferret.
Yeah, you know, he relishes that underdog role, I think. That seems like that's how he coaches.
He does better with underdog kids. I know that because he doesn't get production out of those highly regarded kids. He just doesn't for whatever reason. And
it's
the ones he gets production out of, like Jalen Hurd, he doesn't see eye to eye with. Or tonight, Von Pearson taking a shot at him. Why would Von Pearson tweet out Lyle to him?
I mean,
how great is that?
I don't know. I mean, he was much milder than another former Vol on Twitter was Albert Haynesworth tonight. So if you know.
Albert Haynesworth goes, I mean, he is full-on nuts. You going to get him on?
Sure.
You going to get Al on here?
Yeah. What day you want him?
What?
Yeah, Albert, me and him were good.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you see the I got to talk to you after the thing about the promo he cut on Brittany. Did you see that online? Did you hear about it?
No, I didn't hear about it.
He cut a promo on her, buddy.
Uh-huh.
Was it Brittany Jackson?
Yeah, it was.
It was pretty bad. But we'll do that later. Yeah. Hey, Matt, thanks, buddy. Let's go around the room here. The great John Bruin. John Bruin, give me your final thought. Thanks for being in here tonight, man.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's been great. I think the Tennessee program needs to get excited this next game. The players do what you will, but just go out and play with everything you got. Get excited. Let everybody see you be excited, and let's win this Georgia game, okay? Forget about your coaches, you know, somewhat, and just go out and play with
play for each other,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, play for each other. That's all I can say.
That's really well put.
Yeah.
T-Rob, thanks for bringing John Bruin down here tonight. I love how you – Tony, one of my favorite things about you being back in here is getting to know so many of the guys that you played with because you are loyal to the core – and you share your stage with these guys just like you did when you played. Hey. And that's why we've had several of them on the TV show.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
You just, easy. You love, I you're, love, you're a I loyal
love,
dude, man.
I love my lineman, man. Because like I said, I keep telling them all, without you guys, I couldn't have done my job.
Final thought, man. On the way out.
Let's play. Let's have some enthusiasm. Let's have some fun. My thoughts, guys. Have some fun, because we're not having any fun. And what I'm seeing right now, we're not having any fun. I mean, football is a great game. I love it, but let's have some fun playing. If you're not having any fun, man, then we're not doing anything. We're not doing anything. So that's all I can say to him, Chico. I want to see him have some fun.
Tone, love you, man.
All right, love you too, T.
And we're going to do it next week, by the way. I can feel it. Next week's going to be fun. Al, give me a final thought here on the way out from the great Alex Myers. I think that's your name. At least I hope so. I'm so tired right now. I barely know my name. Al, give me a final thought here on the way out. Go ahead, my friend. You guys hang on 1 second. Go ahead, Al.
Yeah, you know, it was cute for Vandy to show up, and it was cute for them to think for about about a minute and a half into the first quarter, they had a real shot today. But I think anybody that's watched college football over the past decade knows that just wasn't going to happen. As far as the Vols are concerned, it, as mad as we are and as mad as poor as the Vols look today, there's no excuse for that. Zero excuse. And like I told you earlier, T-Rob, even if you come out flat against this competition, you still should beat them by 30, 40 points, even coming out flat. And you're lucky to come out of there with the win. It's inexcusable. But like John said a moment ago, you just got to hope that the players come out and find some sort of spark this week, whether it's in the media, whether it's somebody, a leader calls them out. Maybe it's a Juwan Jennings, even though he's not playing, saying, guys, let's wake up. Because the reality is they've still got a shot. Because, you know, if Georgia falls tonight, then Florida falls, then what? We're all 3-1, right? So you got to play for something, and hopefully I think the last thing, I know I'm getting long-winded here, Tony. The last thing is, we will know, in my opinion right now, we will know Butch Jones's future, because his tenure is next week. If he wins, you can find some more time. But if he loses, I'm not saying he's fired next week, because that won't happen. But if he loses next week, then all of a sudden this season could really start to spiral downhill.
Thank you. Great positive words from that young man on the way out. And in closing tonight, I want to thank everybody today that allowed us to do what we did today with those kids. I just want to tell you one more time. Tonight on the Periscope, if you go to my Periscope account and hit the video that we shot today of that, and I'm going to tell you right now from my heart, that's what this is all about. Today's game, you know, I know we got on here and we bitched for 3.5 hours, and Barney Boy is laying under his pool table where somebody will find him on Monday afternoon. But I'm going to tell you right now, we today, and I say we, the volunteer community, we touched a lot of lives today. And we could not have done it without you. And I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for your generosity toward me, toward them, toward what we do, spreading the word for us. Because really, there's no reason we should be able to do what we're doing. I don't have a budget. I mean, I'm not anybody pushing me. I don't have a big radio company. but you allow me to do what I do, and that's why we serve you and do this after game. So please spread the word for us. Thank you for all you've done. The volunteer spirit is alive and well, and I'm going to believe in next week's Georgia game. Till I see otherwise, I'm going to believe, and I hope you have a great night. God bless. Go Vols. Their resilience. He didn't use resiliency. So he's learning on the job. He's finally learned 4 years later that resiliency is not a word. And that, ladies and gentlemen, that's progress. I can't even believe what I just saw. I mean, it was a win, and a win's a win, and I'm not going to be one of these people that's going to get on here and bitch after a... Well, actually, I am. What in the hell was that today? What was that? What did I just see? What did you just see? What did we just see? What did we just see? Al's going to have some numbers for us, some scores as well. The great Alex Myers. And the numbers and the nuggets from this game are... I don't even know if you can tell the story. Let's get Bino in here without further ado, who's joined us from Parts Unknown. Bino, the Vols survive a scare. Thank God that quarterback got hurt. Elliot Berry knocked that kid out. Or this could have been ugly, ugly, ugly city, huh?
Yeah, Tony, there's no question about it. I mean, it was a UMass team that was missing one of their big weapons in their tight end, Benefield, who's a really nice player. And then they lose their quarterback. I think Tennessee's defense played pretty well today, but it's hard to tell against a team like UMass. But there's no question... What we saw today was just an absolute sleepwalking team that was still dazed by what happened last weekend. And they're very fortunate to barely escape one of the most embarrassing losses in Tennessee football history. It'd go right down there with losses to UTC and Rutgers and North Texas State.
And it could have equally been as devastating a day for those guys should that have come to pass. And I wasn't around here in 75 for the North Texas game. We did a Vol scar on that I haven't released yet. But Bino, needless to say, in the 75 year, that was a year when Tennessee's regime was unraveling. And I'm not so sure today. I'm not so sure today. Tennessee had 58 yards of total offense in the second half in their building. 58 yards of total offense, and they survive to win. I'm not so sure today this would not have been Butch Jones's Waterloo. In fact, you joked yesterday about a Bob Uecker line. Share it with us, because I think this could have happened today if they would have lost this game.
Well, I had in my blog, Tony, that if Tennessee lost this game today, that the security would intercept Butch Jones at the locker room door with the message that authorized personnel only are allowed inside. And whereas North Texas State, the fake punt against Georgia and the North Texas State loss were the beginning of the end for Bill Battle, I really believe that Bush Jones would have lost his job tomorrow had we have lost this game today.
Unreal. Unreal that Tennessee hangs on for the victory, and just a crazy result all the way around. Just absolutely crazy. As the Vols do win the game 17-13. Bino, was I imagining things, or that kick that they called good in the third quarter, that thing did not look good to me, that Tennessee kick, aside from everything else that went on in that game?
Well, Tony, they never replayed it on television, but live, I didn't think there was any way it was good. It looked like it was 3 feet wide. I texted my buddies who were at the game, and I said, was that kick good? And their only reply was amazing. So I don't think they thought it was good either, unless they thought that I was just stunned that we had actually made a field goal.
Garantano enters the game right after that juncture when Tennessee fails to score a touchdown, obviously in need of a lift. And he didn't provide one at all. He didn't move the bar at all.
No, he didn't, Tony, and it was a – it was.